It's Art Spotlight, and it's Native American Heritage Month in November. And joining me is the director of the Native American Education and Cultural Center, Felica Ahasteen Bryant.
Thank you for having me today, John.
Yeah, it's good to talk. I was just delighted to see how many activities have already passed and how many more are coming up. I'm putting up some video of the dancer that was here this last week, and I know there's a great collaboration that you guys have with a museum in Indianapolis. But tell me a little bit about the center and what you guys do.
We have been on campus for close to 10 years. Our center, the Native American Educational Culture Center, was established back in 2007, and we really credit our student advocates that were here at the time, faculty, staff, who came together and established the center as a place where students can consider it a second home. We have students coming from across the country. Based on our last census, we have about 55 tribal nations that are represented. And this is across the country. There are over 573 federally recognized tribes. So we're glad to have a big representation of our Native students here. And we also have a robust number of faculty that are actively involved with the center. But our main mission is to provide a home for Native American, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian students, faculty, and staff. We provide educational opportunities for the West Lafayette campus and Greater Lafayette community to learn about Indigenous cultures. And the center has been instrumental in nurturing student learning and success as they reach their educational goals.
I imagine it's really fun this month to have some special activities, but you guys do all sorts of things throughout the year. So it's not just that we're focusing on a particular film or series this month, but I know you guys do some lunches and have classes that are right there at the center.
We do have, what's called Super Tuesday, and we just basically serve soup on a Tuesday. And it's an opportunity for the Purdue community to come and have lunch with us and learn about the center. For some people who have not had a chance to visit the center, this is a great opportunity to connect and reach out to us. And events that we host throughout the year, we also have craft circles. So we have a lot of different artists that come and do a number of presentations. And this is a good collaboration, as you mentioned, with the Idle Jorg Museum in Indianapolis. They allow us to bring some visiting artists up to Purdue. And we've had some great presentations in the past couple of months. We've hosted DG House and another one of our returning artists, Katrina Mitten. They both have been here before, but they always draw a large crowd given their expertise in beading, and DG's a gifted artist, so she's very good about sharing some of her talents with us. Again, these are open to the entire campus community, so we're always pleased to get a number of people to join us.
Yeah, and you're right here on campus, just down the road from the studios, correct?
Yes, we moved back in 2006, so we're now at the intersection of University and 5th Street. Two-story White House when we have people calling looking for us. We're not one of the educational buildings, but, you know, we have a home, and I think that's what makes us a cozy, unique place for people to come in and visit. And we're right next to the Asian American and Asian Resource Cultural Center behind us, and as well as the Latino Cultural Center, so we have a nice little pocket where people can come and visit us.
Felica Ahasteen Bryant is my guest. She's the director of the Native American Education and Cultural Center. This takes a lot of moving parts, and not only having guests come in, but to work with different departments. How many people are on your staff, and who all do you work with? Who all helps put these projects on?
We have our staff consists of myself as the director, as well as we have an assistant who works with us, Deb Swihart, and we have some student staff members, Brady Two Bears and Gaia Muhammad. And together we see to the day-to-day operations of the center, and they've been amazing staff who come to participate and help us when we have events. But you're correct in that these events are not just solely held upon us. You know, we are very appreciative of all our collaborations and sponsors across campus. For instance, with the Native America series, we reached out to people across campus. So we're partnering with the Office of Multicultural Programs and the College of Agriculture, with the Diversity Action Team in Agriculture, the Science Diversity Office, the Office of Recruitment, Retention, and Diversity within the Polytechnic Institute, Sillimar, and University residents. But that's just, again, for that one particular series. And as we look across all our events, you know, we're, again, grateful that we have the Creative Writing Department with us, as well as the Sloan Indigenous and Graduate Partnership Program.
It's Native American Heritage Month. There are some special things going on. Tell me a little bit about Native America and this wonderful film screening.
Regarding the Native America film series. This is part of a PBS premiere that's taking place, and we have been very fortunate to work with the National Office, and they provided us with the tapes ahead of time. But basically, it's looking at history and science and how it connects with Indigenous cultures and traditions. They're focusing on various topics. I think the next one coming up is going to focus on the New World Rising, and that's talking about discovery and resistance, survival and revival. We'll be hosting that along with one of our sponsors on Tuesday, November 13th.
There's more information online, purdue.edu/NAECC, and on our website, WBAA.org. I know there's some wonderful collaborations that go on besides the museum right here on campus, that you have some visiting writers that come in, and that's got to be fun too, to see just not, you know, all these different aspects of Native Americans and with different departments as well.
We are pleased to be bringing Natalie Diaz, who is from the Fort Mojave Indian Village in Needles, California. She is a gifted poet and was recently the recipient of the MacArthur Award, prestigious MacArthur Award. So she'll be coming to campus to share some of her poetry with us. She'll be here on Thursday, November 29th. It'll be held in Cranert Auditorium.
We're looking forward to celebrating Native American Heritage Month this month. There's a fun activity that's into the next month that I think people may enjoy, that there's a winter art market that's going to take place. And it's just on the cusp. It's so close to being in November, right?
Mm-hmm. This will be our closing activity, and this is the third time we've hosted this on campus. Our winter art market is an opportunity for people to come in, meet with some of our local Native artists, some of our student artists that are here on campus, and to look see kind of artwork they have. We're also looking at bringing one of our Purdue alumni who's also focusing on his artwork right now, so he'll be our featured artist there, and his name is Buster Landon.
Well, we thank you, and hope you'll update us with more activities as the year goes on.
Okay, thank you again for having me.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.